You know, I've been thinking about Marco. Let's start with Marco Rubio. Let's start with I know, you know, why wouldn't you drink before the podcast? Because then you miss the Rubio moment. You've got to drink water in front of people. We need to set a good example. We all should drink water. Oh my, I feel like I'm ready to address the nation. So. No, I don't have any appearances on Fox. Well, it's not Fox anymore. Now it's the OAN, the One America News Network. That's the look. I went over to Gab. I was already on Gab because I'm ahead of the game as an experienced podcast engineer, and the all podcast father, and Well, and cloud controller, goodness, got progress on that this week, but I'm supposed to know about this stuff. So I was already on Gab and, just, you know, there's too much of what's on Gab. I don't disagree with the people that are there. It's just... I might think about trying to be vigilant on Gab. The problem I have with Gab is that it's too slow. I might try being vigilant and try to contribute to Gab, but there's just too much of one small sector of ideas that get put there. I don't know. I don't know. I'll just think about Gab. I'll just think about it. No, this week got more progress on the. I might be coming out with these servers soon. The Apache Nginx reverse proxy server for Arch Linux. It's no, I got Nextcloud working last week, and I don't remember if that was before the podcast or not. But I spent this week working on the webmail server, and it's complicated because I don't want to bore you with webmail server stuff, but. If you do email, you got to do a whole bunch of things. You got to have the mailbox, but then you also need the address in the phone book. You know, and there's and you got to know the mail route delivery time. When you set up a webmail server for an email server, there's a lot to do with it in order to make it work with other people's stuff, and so. If you're curious, I'm setting up a webmail server that works with Postfix Admin and Roundcube, if you know what I'm talking about. Postfix Admin and Roundcube, I'm using it as a Postfix Dovecot email server. So some people might know what that is. It's very, very standard. It's standard practice if you're using Linux, and Arch has tutorials on it. But it takes a long time, and I'm going through all the individual lines, looking at this and looking at that, and seeing how to make stuff work. All right. I've got a question for the tech geeks out there. I got one of these. Can I pull it? Into the screen. I can't get it. I'll have to unplug the thing. It's got a little glowy light on it. You know this, one of these, yeah, it's one of these iPod fast chargers. Oh, it's not iPod. Did I say iPod? I did, didn't I? It's for the iPhone, but it also works on Android devices. You know, the little, you just set your, well, here, let's see if you can listen to it. Okay, it just beeped because I've got it on silent mode. But it's this disc and you set your phone on it and it just automatically charges it. I've got a problem with it sliding off. Does anybody else have that problem? It's got a little hump in the middle of it and it was super cheap. I think I paid $6 for it. I'm over here in Asia where all that stuff is made. So, yeah. Yeah, you can pay $6 for them. I love the thing. I'm still getting moved in and discovering the glory of Apple and what the cult effect is all about. And I also spent some time this week making videos with people. I made a number of videos with people. Yesterday, we talked psychology. So that's coming up in the Taiwan special. I got my list of things here to talk about. As I'm watching what's happening in the news, did you know something? I need to make a confession. I did not know that Rush Limbaugh had passed away. I subscribed to the podcast. I just haven't been listening to his rush 24/7. I know it. You're like, what? You didn't know? No, I didn't know. It wasn't in any of the news. No, it was, I didn't see anything on Drudge. Drudge might've put it up for a short time. But it didn't come through any of the Google news feeds. It wasn't on any of the normal news sources that I watch. And I follow the news. I know what's happening. So I wasn't listening to the Rush podcast that I purchase, because I've been trying to focus my mind and keep web servers in my mind to focus my energies there. And also on self-improvement matters and becoming a better person. So it's just, I've been taking a siesta from that stuff, but it really got me to thinking, you know, what's happening with politics in America. It should have been all over Google, all over CNN. It should have been the biggest headline for a week that Limbaugh had passed away, because he basically created syndicated talk radio. And in fact, arguably the reason that CNN has its big audience is because of Limbaugh. He made the news popular. And the beautiful thing about Limbaugh is that he's not angry. He's this happy, funny guy who provokes people to think differently, but he wasn't angry like Hannity can be sometimes, and Bill O'Reilly was often, and there's other people on Fox that tend to be even more and more. You start going down the line, they get more and more angry on Fox, except for Shep, and he's gone. No, Limbaugh wasn't angry. He was a lovable little fuzzball. He was poking holes in sacred cows, as a few different people have commented. So, going back to the election, I'll say this very, I'm going to give myself a 1 minute limit on this. Election stealing. Look, Biden is the rightful president because Congress chooses the president. Now, Jesus allowed that because he's King of Kings. Biden seems to be handling stuff. It's very establishment. Like, it seems like there's this machine that's running Biden behind the scenes that he's kind of guiding, but there's this machine that he's captaining, he's piloting. There were massive election rules and laws, as I understand, broken. I've seen the video footage of those rules being broken. I've seen the reports. I've downloaded copies of the reports, of affidavits, court cases. Rules were broken, and you'd think that Republicans would have taken the opportunity to disqualify strange precincts where statistically impossible results swung to Biden for no other reason. They didn't, and that should alarm Democrats, but it's alarming no one. That's it. That's my 1 minute limit. The alarms have gone off. The alarms have gone out. So it's so strange. I don't want to change it, but it's so strange. It's so strange. And the solution really is there needs to be a third party, and that would provide now Libertarian's not a third party. It's a fringe party, you know, viable third party that can get at least 10%. And if you've got that, then any majority would require the cooperation of that party, and there's your accountability. And all of a sudden, the Democrats and Republicans would behave. But it looks like they were in cahoots. There was your warning. It should alarm both people, and it's not. It's not alarming. So more trouble is going to be coming if people, that's one of the themes I've been going through this week. We get the warnings, we get the indications. And if we don't acknowledge the warnings while they're coming, things are going to get dramatically worse as life's natural means to solve the problems we neglected into being. Got a great lineup this week for Taiwan Special. I think that I might even take that note and talk more about how the... I had an interesting spill at the skate park. So I might talk about that. Well, I think I mentioned it last week. I'll go back and revisit that. Cheerio, see you tomorrow.